Who is the best leader that you've ever worked with? What is it about that person that makes them the top of your list? Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Underwood, the Chief Medical Officer here at San Juan Regional Medical Center. I'm here today to talk about the things that make a leader. And not just any leader. What are some of the things that make a really good leader? If you listen to my previous podcast, much of this is a continuing story, more in-depth discussion. But even if you didn't hear the last one, we'll make sure that this podcast doesn't leave any key parts of the story untold. So for the last talk on leadership, you would have heard me talk about the fact that the skill of a leader has nothing to do with one's position or title within an organization. Position or title are related to authority and power. And although authority and power may influence outcomes, it does not determine the leadership skills. Perhaps we can talk about this one in the future on another podcast. We also determined last time that no particular personality traits or attributes are necessary for strong leadership. We determined this because there are many styles or pathways that lead to being an effective leader. In fact, I would add to this thought that really good leaders are able to adapt their leadership style or pathway to the situation and to their team. Again, a discussion about the dynamics between the team, the leader, and the situation is a discussion for another time. Last week, I also said that there's lots of different opinions about what leadership is and different definitions. Leadership is really something that you recognize when you see it rather than trying to describe it with a global definition. I really do not think that there's any definition of leadership that would work in all situations. So a characterization that I use, and I used it in my book, specifically deals with leadership in the context of an organization, and it's as follows. Leadership is the process of modeling personal values while influencing and engaging people to embrace change by providing purpose, vision, direction, and motivation while operating to accomplish the mission and improve the organization. Now, I want to concentrate on the first part of this phrase. It is the part that says that leadership is the process of modeling personal values. There are a couple of things that I really want to talk about from this particular phrase. This is going to come down to a series of concepts, and this series of concepts concludes with the key component of trust. So stay with me here while we look at the sequence of the following four words: values, virtue, character, and trust. First, we started with the word values. Values in action become virtues. And virtues or virtuous behavior, especially when it is repeated, defines your strong character. And one's demonstrated character is the underpinning of trust, and trust ultimately is the absolute foundation of leadership. I mean, think of a workplace that has no trust, where the team doesn't really trust its leader and the leader doesn't really trust the team, or where the team doesn't really trust each other. Things might still get done, but with great difficulty and probably with poor results. Each of these factors, value, virtue, character, and trust, could be a talk in and of themselves. Today, we're going to be talking about values because values are the starting point of the value, virtue, character, trust continuum. So, what are your values? Do you know what your values are? I have an exercise that I do when I teach leadership classes to help people identify what their true personal values may be. Remember, at the very beginning of this podcast, I asked, who is the best leader that you have ever worked with or for? And what is it about that person that makes you put them at the top of your list? That is actually the first step of this leadership exercise. Who is the best leader that you've ever personally interacted with? Is it a coach from a sports team that you competed on? Was it a teacher from school? Is it a family member? Was it a boss or a mentor that you had somewhere in a workplace? Maybe you were not even personally working for them, but you watched what they did when they were leading their teams. I want you to consider now the attributes that you feel made them a good leader. Write them down if you have an opportunity. You can always go back and re-listen to this podcast with something to write with and complete this exercise on paper if you want to. So when you consider what are some of the things that this best leader did that made them stand out, here are some of the things that we usually hear. Did you get any of these particular things on your list? Were they firm but fair while always being compassionate to others? Was it someone who was always optimistic? A leader that listened effectively and was a good communicator? Was it someone who had a sense of humor and kept the hard work fun? Do these reflect some of the things that you got on your list about what really good leaders do? Now we're going to turn this around. This time, I want you to think about the worst leader you've ever worked for or with. What was it about their leadership style that made them ineffective? Was there a leader that you could just not get motivated for? Contrast those attributes to the great leader that you just thought about. Think about these. And if you're in a place where you can write it down, please do. Here are some of the attributes that we often end up listing for poor leaders. That this person always used fear as a motivator or motivation and berated people in public. Was this person someone who micromanaged everything that the team did and didn't show trust in other people? Was their behavior inconsistent and unpredictable? Is this someone who didn't show personal integrity? Once you've done this evaluation and thought about your examples of a good leader and your examples of a bad leader, consider how you would describe each of these. Not just a list, which we've really already done, but a paragraph about what a good leader is and what a bad leader is. This should be based on your own analysis, your own opinions, and your own thought processes. You might really have to think about this for a little while to say what you really want to say and capture it just right. Kind of think about it this way. A good leader is this, whatever this is to you, and a good leader does that, whatever that is to you. And then do the same thing with bad leaders. Now, consider the composition of a good leader and a bad leader. What attributes of the good leader do you have? Are there things that you need to be working on? What about the bad leader list in your paragraph and description of that? From the bad leader description, are there things there that you do that you wish you didn't? Now is the time to be transparent about all of these things. You don't necessarily have to share this with anybody, but try to be honest with yourself. Self-awareness is the key concept here. While you ponder this, consider what attributes would be important to your team, either one that you currently lead or one that you may lead in the future. Okay, now, considering what you believe is the most important factor for a good leader, what values do you think are represented here? This would not be the same as the other list above. Those were external behaviors. They were what a leader did or expressed, which made them land on the good list or on the bad list. Values are the most fundamental ideals that you feel are inherent to what you believe in. Let me give you some examples. Values are often listed as humility, compassion, loyalty, integrity, selflessness, or determination. The list of possible values goes on and on. But the list here that you are going to develop is really trying to get down to the values that you think are important in a leader and should directly reflect your personal values. Once you have done this, you want to list out those values that you found were most important to you and important to being an effective leader. Maybe there were four or five values that are on the most important part of this list. And this would be values that you want to express to your team, to your peers, and even to your leaders. Yes, once you have your values listed, you do want to share them. I have a written out personal leadership philosophy. It's about a page and a half long. And near the beginning of my leadership philosophy, I have my top values listed. And those values are service, honor, encouragement, compassion, and teamwork. Every member of my team has a copy of my leadership philosophy. They can see exactly what my values are at any time. It is important that my team knows what my values are because these are the basics of my decision making. This holds me accountable to my team members and how I express these in my action and how they see these as virtues. What are your personal values? How are you going to put those values into action? How do you model those values and demonstrate them as virtues? Do you have the ability to consistently carry out those virtues so that they fully reflect your values? How will you define your character and how will others see it? Do you have the trust of your team? Remember, all leadership is based on a foundation of trust. In earning the trust of a team, and yes, it must be earned, starts with understanding and modeling your own personal values. If you can follow the path of values leading to virtues, virtues leading to character, and character leading to trust, then maybe you will be on the top of someone else's best leader list.